From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting, topping the news, a ceasefire deal in Ukraine. Senior U.S. officials are welcoming that deal to end the war in eastern Ukraine and are warning Russia against taking steps to undermine it. VOA's Mary Alice Salinas has details.
Even as a ceasefire deal was reached in Minsk Thursday between the leaders of France, Germany, Russia, and Ukraine, top U.S. administration officials say they were getting reports that heavy military equipment was still flowing across the Russian border into Ukraine. One top U.S. official warned Russia, quote, in the strongest possible terms, against such action, saying it seriously undercuts the new accord. The agreement calls for a ceasefire starting at 12:01 a.m. Sunday for the withdrawal of heavy weapons by both sides, for Ukraine to pull back from the current line of contact, and from Russian-backed separatists to withdraw to the line agreed upon in a Minsk deal in September. Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News, the State Department.
Witnesses in northeastern Nigeria say at least seven people were killed Thursday in apparent suicide bombing in the town of Biu. Local, quote, witnesses are saying the female was on the bus set off that blast. This was the latest in a string of attacks that have rocked Nigeria in the run-up to the national elections. Red Cross says its Ebola workers in Guinea have been attacked at least 10 times per month, endangering efforts to stop the spread of the disease. International Red Cross says the most recent incident was last Sunday in western Guinea, where two workers were beaten while trying to conduct a safe burial of an Ebola victim. This is VOA News. An Egyptian court released two Al Jazeera journalists Thursday after adjourning their retrial on charges of supporting the Muslim Brotherhood. A judge set bail at $33,000 for Mohamed Fahmy and no bail for his colleague Bahar Mohamed. A third Al Jazeera journalist, Australian Peter Gresta, was freed and sent home on February the 1st. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon warns that Yemen is on the brink of collapse. Houthi rebels dissolved parliament and announced that they would be establishing a new presidential council after the resignation and house arrests of President Abdel Rab Mansour al-Hadi. VOA's Margaret Bashir reports.
The United Nations chief said Yemen's neighbors are very concerned the situation will deteriorate without the international community sending a strong signal that the country's transition must not be undermined. Mr. Ban warned that Yemen faces political, security, and humanitarian challenges.
Let me be clear. Yemen is collapsing before our eyes. We cannot stand by and watch.
The worsening security conditions prompted the United States, Britain, and France to close their Yemen embassies. Mr. Ban said the focus must be on helping Yemen quickly reestablish a legitimate government authority. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Greece and its international creditors agreed Thursday to launch technical discussions on the debt-ridden country's demand that it cut its massive debt and ease the austerity measures the lenders imposed on Athens. Greece wants its creditors to give it a bridge loan for several months. Athens says it needs the time to negotiate changes to the austerity plan forced on the country, under which wages and pensions have been cut, taxes boosted, and thousands of civil servants laid off. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has ordered national police to investigate death threats against members of the nation's Anti-Corruption Commission, which has had strained relations with the law enforcement body. The president said he discussed the matter this week with police and members of the commission known by the initials KPK. On Wednesday, the deputy KPK chairman told a press conference that phone and text messages to KPK employees and their families have included death threats. The threats follow tensions that center around the president's police chief nominee, who had been named as a corruption suspect by the KPK. Here in the U.S., President Obama plans to sign an executive order aimed at encouraging companies and organizations to share information about cybersecurity threats with the government and each other. The order will also direct the U.S. Department of Homeland Security to work on volunteer standards for entities sharing that information. He's expected to sign the order today.
That's the latest world news from VOA.